Paddy, you've explained the meaning of influence. What's the most common way of influencing others, and does it have any limitations?
Again, a good question. How is so easy to say, but quite hard to do. I'm going to go through four styles with you, so I'm going to give you four ways of doing it. The first one is probably the most common and the least successful. That is to be reasonable with people. Have a well-thought-out argument, use facts, use logic, don't use emotion to get what you want. I think scientists, accountants, financial people generally will explain it. I mean, I didn't understand compound interest, but having had it explained to you, it's pretty straightforward. So I would say what I want. I would ask intelligently, say, John, I would like you to do something. And then I would give you such telling reasons that you would say, well, I don't have an argument against that. I mean, logically, that has to be the case. I think the population, by and large, is not logical. I remember reading once that when people had an option between ABS on their cars and additional airbags, they would go for additional airbags. So it seems like they'd rather have the accident and get hit with the airbag than not have the accident in the first place, because a lot of the advertising we're subjected to is very emotional. So being very logical, being very calm is a very good way of influencing people if they're open to rational argument, if they understand the arguments, if they know how the technology will assist in some way. So if I'm dealing with someone that's reasonable, I'll get a sense early on in the conversation that they are calm and they're logical, and then I will do my best to present an argument that has good facts and has a good logical process that leads to a conclusion where they simply say, well, yes, I agree, that makes a lot of sense to me. Let's do it that way. Let's purchase that equipment. Let's hire those additional people because we're going to be making more money out of it. So the first one for me, as I say, is very common, very effective, sometimes, and I call it persuading.